selling to the Pentagon make it more difficult this summer? Director of Defense Acquisition Policy Dick Jimmin wants contracting officers to think about the fees the Pentagon pays when they buy through another agency's contract. Larry Allen's the president of Allen Federal Business Partners. He writes the Week Ahead newsletter, and he's writing this week about how to keep yourself in the running for DOD business. Larry, what is the fee situation, and why does it have Mr. Jimmin so worried?
DOD entities don't always take contract access fees they're supposed to look at when they are buying from other organizations' contracts. But I think there's a lot of confusion here, Francis. One point of confusion is that there's a different fee to pay if you're using somebody's contract and buying directly. That's typically a lower fee. In every case that I'm aware of, it's under 1%. The higher fees come in when you use another government agency to manage your acquisition for you.
Those fees, I guess, the thrust of this is Pentagon feels like they don't have any extra money to spend on anything, and so they're not going to do it on, they don't want to spend money on fees if they don't have to. When you write in the Week Ahead newsletter, DOD policy memos may be intended to help but could end up adding confusion, be prepared. Where do you think that confusion would potentially come from, Larry?
Well, I think the confusion, again, comes from the fact that there are different fees for different types of contract actions. And my experience has been, Francis, that DOD buyers in particular automatically assume that they're paying a higher fee just to access a contract, whether it's a contract like a GSA schedule or the NASA SUP contract. And in fact, those fees that can be 5%, even sometimes 7%, only really come into play when you are asking somebody to do your buy on your behalf. Otherwise, I think that using other agencies' contracts is actually going to be cheaper, not just for DOD, but for other agencies as well. If you're paying 0.5% or 0.75% to use someone else's contract, that's going to lower your own contracting overhead and going to save DOD money in the long run than if they maintain their own fully staffed contracting operation.
So part of the problem that I take away from what you're writing in the newsletter, which we have a link to at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, is that this is a perception and culture problem, not a regulatory or policy problem. Because you're right, history has shown buyers usually assume they're paying the higher fee when they are in fact buying directly and incurring only the smaller one. Where do you think that confusion comes from?
Well, I think that comes in from historically, information technology buys in particular, Francis, have not been done direct from buyer to contractor. Historically, other agencies, and particularly GSA, has gotten in the middle of doing assisted acquisition services. That was kind of the norm, and it's only been recently that agencies have been able to buy directly from anything that wasn't a GSA schedule contract. They had to go through an assisted buying office up until the last 4 or 5 years. So, with that comes in, if I'm using GSA, then I'm paying 5%. Well, no, you're only paying 5% if you are getting the full soup to nuts acquisition help. Otherwise, if you're just using the schedule, it's 0.75%.
Larry Allen's the president of Allen Federal Business Partners and writes the Week Ahead newsletter. Another item you have in this week, and where you get these references from, I don't know, but I love them. It's one of the reasons I enjoy reading this every week. You write, Deltek's Kevin Plexico laid out his map of the federal IT world this week, and like pre-Galilean maps, that world is flat. Now, I've been doing this show now for 7 years, and I can't remember a time where a Galileo has ever come up on the program before. At any rate, so congratulations on that. At any rate, the flat federal IT world is not necessarily a cause for panic, is it, Larry?
It's not really. It's not like the world is flat and then there be dragons on the edge, Francis. The Deltek forecast really was is, look, there's not going to be a substantial amount of growth in the IT budget, which I think almost everybody already knew. But it was a good dose of reality, particularly on the heels of a poll that showed that a lot of federal contractor IT execs thought their business would grow, some by double digits, next year. Point of fact, the only way you can get your business to grow is if you take something away from somebody else or you do it through a merger and acquisition process. In this budgetary framework, there is not going to be anything close to sustainable growth for the next year to 20 months, and people are going to have to understand that, you know, the world, the IT world, is not round right now.
I'm struck by the earnings calls of some of these companies, Larry, where most of the leaders of the companies get on the call and say, yeah, government market's contracting, but we think we're going to be fine. We think we're going to come out of this okay. Somebody's got to get hit by this. This has to affect somebody, but very few people seem to be willing to say, this is a challenging environment. We're not sure what's going to happen.
In fact, just the opposite. As you point out, Francis, there are people that always insist it's going to be the other guy that gets the short end of the stick. And there's some data to bear that out. The usual suspects, the well-known names in the federal IT world, are the ones that historically have done pretty well and recently have done pretty well in terms of taking a lion's share of the business, which suggests that if you're not an established company and you don't have a lot of contracts where you're the incumbent, then you might want to be looking at what your vulnerabilities are. If, however, you are one of the usual suspects and you have good contract coverage, you may do okay.
What do you think this means for the M&A market? Will we see that get a lot hotter?
I think we're going to have to. I think a level of industry consolidation is imminent, Francis. I'm surprised that it hasn't happened so much now to this point. There's been some level of activity, but I think that as companies are looking to increase their market share, the only way to do that is by acquiring. And really, if you're going to go steal something that somebody else has, the first thing I would tell companies is protect what you have first before you venture out to take away somebody else's piece of the pie.